Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. In Acts chapter 8, Luke recounts how the gospel came through Philip to the Samaritans. I read from Acts 8, 12 through 17. But now the people believed Philip's message of good news concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself believed and was baptized. He began following Philip wherever he went, and he was amazed by the signs and great miracles Philip performed. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, they sent Peter and John there. As soon as they arrived, they prayed for these new believers to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, for they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit. Principle: the baptism in the Spirit is part of the gospel. In the 1970s, a group called the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International rightly argued that the baptism in the Spirit is an integral part of the gospel, helping countless people receive this amazing gift. In Acts 2, Peter included it in his initial gospel message, Acts 2, 38 through 39, and here in Acts 8, in the first gospel presentation to a people group other than the Jews, it is once again highlighted. The baptism in the Spirit is the result of Christ's glorification at God's right hand in heaven as Lord of the harvest, Acts 2, 32 through 33. Its purpose is to equip and empower God's people to fulfill the Great Commission, Acts 1, 8. A full gospel presentation should include the following. Number one, a clear presentation of Jesus, the crucified Lamb of God who died to forgive our sins. Number two, a proclamation of his lordship, which was proven by his resurrection. Number three, an announcement of his ascension, exaltation in heaven, and the consequent outpouring of the Spirit. And number four, an invitation to receive forgiveness of sins through faith, to declare publicly his lordship through being water baptized, and to receive the baptism of the Spirit and become part of his band of great commissionaries.